We are learning Masechtas Nida, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are starting the third line from the top. Shalu Lufnei Revi. Gemara is continuing to talking about a isha who miscarries a certain thing. We're not sure if it's a leida, if it's a baby or not. It's just Tamei Tumas leida. Shalu Lufnei Revi. And they asked Rebbe a shayla. Apelas Shvir Mali Basa. That means the Mishnah says that if it's mali mayim, if the shvir is full of water, or if the shvir is full of dam, or if the shvir is full of ganunim, which is different colors, the halacha is that she's not tamis leida. What happens if this little shvir, it's like a little skin that comes out, if it's full of basar, what's the halacha? Is she tamis leida or not? Are you worried that that's really a child in there, and it got decomposed? That's the question. Amalahem. So Rabbi answered, Lo Shemati. I never heard the halacha of my Rabbi about this. Onlofano Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi, Kacha Ma'aba. My father Rabbi Yesi said like this. Malei dam, if it's full of dam, Tamei Anida. She's Tamei Nida, but not a Tamei of Leida. Malei Basar, if it's full of Basar, Tamei Leida. Then she is a Tumas Leida. So Malei Basar is worse, and it is called Leida. If a Shvir is full of Basar, then it's Tomei Leida. Amalei, so Rebbe answered. So now you said over two things from your father. First thing, Malei Dam is Tmei Nida, and other thing, Malei Basa Tmei Leida. Now, Malei Dava Chada Shamarta Lorim Vishamavicha Shiranucha. If you would just say the new thing, which is Malei Basa, that halacha, I would listen to you. But now, you said two halachas. Achshav, since the first halacha you said that she's a Tmei Nida, that's not Lekuli Alma. We learned before that if Isha is Mapala Chaticha, even though the Chaticha is full of dam, it's a Machloikas. Sumchas held that if it's full of dam, she's Tami. But other Mani is not Tami. So he said, Rebbe said that since the first thing you sing over from your father, Malei Dam, is Tmei Anida, that's like Sumchas, it's a Yechidah, it's according to a Yachid. Midahalka Maisa Yechidah Kamar, since you're saying the first thing like Yechidah, Kesumchas, Shom Shomra Meir, Hanami, maybe the second thing he is saying over, that if it's a Shvir Mali Basar, it's Tamei Leida, that's also Shemekar Rishua Amra. Maybe it's like a Rishua. And we see a Rishua holds that a Shvir She'ina Marukam, a Shvir that doesn't look like a body yet, is Tamei Tumas Leida. Ve'in Lach Kar Rishua, don't pass Kar Rishua. Maybe you're saying your whole halacha, not because of Mali Basar. Maybe you're saying your halacha because you hold a Kar Rishua. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, so Apel Shvir She'ina Marukam, the Isha gives birth to this Shvir, this Shafir She'ina Marukam. It's this little tube of skin that doesn't have a tzura of bones yet, a tzura of a baby yet. Rabbi Shua am a Vlad, but Chamar may a Vlad. Chamar says it's not a Vlad. So he said that you're saying over Mali Basar is Tamei Leida. Maybe it's going to Rabbi Shua holds any shvir is Tamei, unless it's full of dam, like Rashi speaks out. If it's full of dam, then even Rab Yeshua will agree that it's a riot. The dam is a riot, the opposite. That's not a baby, because if it would be a baby, it wouldn't be full of dam, it wouldn't be full of mayim. But if it's full of basa, then it's Tami. Maybe it's only Tami according to Rabbi Yeshua and it's Yechida. Now the Gemara will just elaborate a little bit on the Machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chachamim. Om Rav Shim ben Lakish, Meshum Rabbi Yishaya. The Machlokes is Ba'ochr. The Machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim by a Shvir Shein Merukim, if it's a Vlad or not, is a Machlokes when the inside liquid that's found in the Shvir is dark. But if it's clear looking liquid, it's like mayim, then it's zikr, not a vlad. If it's clear inside, it's not a vlad. That's what Rashi learns, that solo means mayim. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. We'll see in a second. So Rosh Lakish says that machlokes Rav Yeshua and Rav Chaim is only when it's dark liquid inside. But it's light liquid, everyone holds not a vlad, even Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua Malevi argues, Omar Vatzalo machlokes. Even by tzol, when it's clear water, Rabbi Yeshua holds that the halacha is that it's a vlad. So here, Tosfos says that it can mean tzol, can mean water, because if it's water, the Mishnah said lekuliyama, just like dam is not a leida, meleya mayim is not a leida. So it must be, Tosfos says, that tzol means that the basar inside is clear, inside the sphere, but it's not water. Okay, but in any case, we have Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua, Malevi, and Rosh Lakish. If the Machlokes is by Ochr or by Tzol. And the Gemara clears a shayla, by Elohu, but Saul Machlaikis have a ocha de Rakov la. According to Rav Shmuel Levi, it says the Machlaikis is by clear liquid inside. What does it mean? That by clear liquid, that's what Machlaikis is. Rav Shmuel holds of la, and Rabbanu holds not of la. Ava ba ocher, but if it's dark, the Rakov la, the is of la. I don't know. Bevezem Machlaikis. Machlaikis by both. Teiku. We're not sure. Like upon him, what comes out is that Rabbi Chalikas Shlokas and Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, if Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha only by ocher or even by tzal, that even by tzal if it's a vlad or not. Meisvei, when I ask you a kasha on Shlokas, Meisvei, there's a braisa that says like this: as Zudar Rabbi Yeshua Bechananya, Yeshua who says his halacha that if someone who's a Yeshua is mapil a shvir she'inim rukim, that she's Tommy Leda, dashing this following pasuk. It says a pasuk in Parashas Bereishis. Vayas Hashem elikim la'odim ulishto kostasar v'avishem. After they did the chait of Eitz Hadas, they were embarrassed, they were wearing clothing. So Hashem made them kostas or. And the Targum Taichas means, he made them clothing to cover their skin. Or is their skin. Why do I have to say skin? Why does it wear extra word or? Rav Shu learns from there, Malamech, and a Karash Baruch Ha'isa or la'odim elm kein oitzer. It teaches us that a person, skin means a person was created. And therefore, Alma, Ba'ar Tayamisa, see, a baby is totally an R. Loishna Achor, Loishna Tzol. We don't care if it's inside is dark liquid or light liquid, clear liquid. See, Yam Bishlam Tzol, Machlaikis. If you learn the Machlaikis is even by Tzol, it means even Rabbi Shua holds by Tzol that it's a lay behind the Chakra. That's when you need this Pasuk to teach us that even though it's clear liquid, still, as the R itself, the skin itself, makes it a leida. Eli Yarmus Ba'achar Machlaikas, if the Machlaikas is by Achar, Lom Likro, where did the Apostle go? Svar Ba'amu. He holds the Svar, because he holds that it's dark. It's a Raya, that there was a Vlad inside. When the Apostle go? El Shmamina B'tzal Machlaikas, Shmamina. We see from here that, since you need a special Apostle of R to teach us that it's totally in the skin, that a Yeshua Sheet is, even though it's Meim of Tzlulim, even though it's Mayim Tzlulim inside, still, the halacha is that it's called a leida. Why? Because the skin itself is a raya that's called a vlad, it's called a baby, a sphere of skin, a little tube of skin that's enough to be called a vlad, and that's Pshat Rabbi Yeshua. But we're not finished with Rabbi Shlokas, even though the Gemara seems like we shlocked it up, but we're not finished with this. Because Bechenem Rabbi Nachman Rabbu, Machlokas by Ocher, the whole Machlokas is by Ocher, like our Shlokas said. Avbatzal, the Brakarl in a vlad. Even Rabbi Yeshua will agree by clear liquid, it won't be a vlad. And now we put the Rav Nachman, so the Rav Shlokas, we're going to have a kasha from a different braisa. Eisvei, Rav asked Rav Nachman on a kasha and a braisa mecharis, which is actually Rav Yeshua himself talking. And Rav Yeshua says there, Elo Omru, Simen Vlad, Behema Daka Tinov. They were talking about someone bought from a goy, a non-Jew, a behema, and he wants to know if that behema gave birth to a firstborn yet. Because when a behema gives a birth to a firstborn, it's called a bechar, you have to give it to the kohen. So here you bought something from the guy, you're not sure if it had a firstborn yet. So the shah is what's called a firstborn for a behema. So the Chum says, Simon Vlad Behema Daka Tinuf. If it gives birth to some like package there of like blood and some waste, that's called a Vlad. Begasa, Shulya. If the behema gives birth to a sack, we know it gave birth. But Isha, Zakt Rav Yeshua, the Masechtas Becharis. Beisha, what's the simon Beisha that she had a Vlad, and the next Vlad won't be a Bechari anymore? Shafir Vishilya. Either a Shafir or a Shilya. Shilya is a sack. When you have a sack, we know Ein Shilya Blay Vlad. And a Shafir. Ve'ilu, Shafir Behema Lay Potter. It's Masma. Only time you have a Shafir that pot is only by Isha, not by a Behema. So if Iyam Vishlom Vishal Machlaikis, if you say that this Shafir means a Shafir that's full of water, it's clear, so then we understand. Only by Isha has this thing. Why? Because the special gzeres a cost of costness are. Yarmus b'shlama b'tzal machlekes b'shem haki Isha. The Rabbi b'kra the pasuk is marbe from costness are pata b'shpir. So shpir is called a vlad, and it says the next kid will not be a bechar. Next child will not be a bechar. But behemah le Rabbi k'ra. Behemah doesn't have the extra pasuk of are le pata shvay shpir. Shpir doesn't say the next firstborn will be a carbon. Will be a gota a bechar. Takayin. But if you learn the Kuliyama, by Tzol is not a Vlad. And the Halakha is by Ocher. And what's the Lamdas by Ocher? Not from Xerz Kosov. Ocher means because it looks like a Vlad. It's dirty. Water. Samechti Svaru. It's a Svaru. Maishno Isha Maishno Behema. Why Taka by Behema isn't a Shvir, a riot that had to give birth already? So that's the Kasha from Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman answers like this. Misavis of Yeshua Mishpa Pashalai. Of course, Yeshua only says it by Acher, not by Tzal. I have a Kasha. What's the difference between Behema and Isha? I'll tell you the difference between Behema and Isha. Even Rabbi Yeshua said that Acher is a Vlad. It doesn't mean it's a Vade Vlad. It means it's Choshishim Lavad. Yeshua is spooky Misafke. It was Misopik if it's a Vlad or not. He says you have to be Choshish. Vazal Hachle Chumra, Vahachle Chumra. And therefore, it goes always Lechumra. So, for example, by our Gemara, Vlad means that she's Tumah Tumas Leida, you have to go Lechumra, she's Tumah Tumas Leida. When it comes to Bechar, by Isha, we say that once she had the Shvir, since it's a Safik Vlad, the next baby will not be a Bechar. Because a Bechar Adam is only Negeya money. You have to give money to be paid to him, to a Kayin. There's no Isser involved, it's only money. And by a money, we know, Safik, you go, Amoitze Mechveh Raya. The one who's holding on to money wins. Mashenkin by Bechar Behema, besides for the monetary value of it, there's also a halacha that on a Bechar, you're not allowed to do Gizav Avayda, you're not allowed to use it to work. So if we're not sure if the first one was a firstborn, then the second Bechar, we have to treat it as a Bechar, or all the dinim, because maybe the first one was not a Bechar, it's only a Safik. And Lechumra, you have to go Lechumra, it's an Isser involved, it's not just money. So that's why Yeshua says only by Adam is by a Shvir a good raya, the next one won't be a Bechar. But by Behemo, we still have to worry the next one should be a Bechar because it's Tali and Issa. Let's read the Gemara inside. Gavi Isha to Vemayna who Safik Vemayna Lekula. You go Safik Lekula. Gavi Behemo de Isurahu, the Ika Legavi Gizav Avaida by Behemo, that is an Issa, as Issa Gizav Avaida by Bechar. Safik isu lechumra. You're gonna go isu lechumra. And hakinami by our gemara gabi isha. Safik tum lechumra. You have to give her the dinim of tumas leida lechumra. So the gemara, mi mesafkalei? Is Rabbi Yeshua really mesupik? But krokame, he said it's a pasuk. He's dashma a pasuk. Or that a shvir is called a vlad. Why is he saying it's mesupik? So the gemara midrabanan a kro asmachta ba'alma. It's only midrabanan, and it's only a asmachta ba'alma. It's the Ikka reason really is that since it's Achor, it's a Svara, it's a Tumas Leida. And the Pasuk is just a Remez, it's just Midrabanon, and just a Smachta Ba'alma. And therefore it comes out that we're saying maybe if you're Rabbi Yeshua, it's only a Safik. Omle Rav Chanina Bar Shlami L'Rav. You know, in the Shaila over here about my Pella Shvir, Rav Chanina Bar Shlami tells Rav, we have a lot of Shitas over here. We have a Rebbe. Rebbe says he doesn't know. He doesn't know what the Loch is. Lo Shemati says. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, who said it's Tumas Leida by a Shvir. Rabbi Yishaya, Rabbi Yishaya, who says Machlokes of Shuvah Chamim is Dafka by the Acher inside. And Rabbi Shmuel Levi, who says that everyone agrees by Acher that it's whatever. If you want sound the Gemara, that Acher is a Vlad. The whole Machlokes is by Slulim, by Clear. Markaman Tzvirle, Rav, who do you hold like? How do you go over here? Amalei Rav told Rav Chanina. I'm not worried about any shvir. A shvir, if the inside is dark, inside is light, I am not worried about Vlad. That's what Rav said. I hold it's Nishkin Vlad. Because he really holds like Rav Aishia, that holds that according to Yeshua, that Rechagas Yeshua Chum is by Achor, and still the Chum holds Tahar. And we pass on like that. That's Taisa speaks out. Taisa Ein Cheshash speaks out that Rav holds that by Achor is Machlaikas, and we pass on to Rabban. Mishmul Amar, Echad Zev, Echad Zech Hasheshes. You are Choshesh both ways, even if it's clear or if it's dark, you are Choshesh. He's worried about the Shittas a hold that, like Rav Yeshua, that maybe it's a Vlad. V'ozo Shmul Tameh, Dechi Ozo Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Ma'ulom Loidaku Shfir Ben Ardoi. Ardoi was Shmuel's city, like Rashi speaks out. Ardoi was Shmuel's city, and he said, in Ardoi, there never was Mat there, they never said, a Shfir is not a Leida. Levad is one story. Mahuda Shvir also came to Shmuel. There was one time this piece of sack of skin that came from Shmuel. The monoch alei achut asayra mahaygisa. He put a hair on one side, v'chaz mahaygisa. You can see it from the other side. That's how clear it was. Omar isa de vlad havoi. If they said Shmuel said if this would be a vlad in here, lehava zikulihai. It would not be so clear. It wouldn't be so clear the sack, and this is so clear this piece of skin. So it definitely is not a Vlad. Adkan the Gemara of Mapella Shvir. The Mishnah said further. It said that v'mhoya marukim, if the Shvir was marukim, which means it had a tzura, a little bit of a baby, then lekuli alma it is a leida. As it said in the Mishnah, v'mhoya marukim teishav lezochav lenekeva. It's a safik zochav lenekeva, so you have to sit for both lechumra. but definitely later. Torah Abaram. Ezer Sphere Merukim. What is called a sphere that is, has a little bit of a tzura, is formed a little bit. Avashol Oimer. Tchilas Briyasa Vereshai. That he starts off, a baby starts off being created from its head, and this sphere had already a head. Ushtei Einov Kushtei Tipim had two eyes, looked like two little drops, like two eyes of a shalzvuv, of a bug. And Tanar Abchiyam Mukhakim Zemazah, they were a little bit far from each other, like a normal Vlad. Shnei Chaitmim, two holes for the nose, Kushtei Tipim Shalzvuv, like two dots, like bugs. And Tanar Abchiyam Mukhakim Zemazah, they're close next to each other, like a normal person. Upim Mutta Kutasaira, and by the mouth, there's a little crack, like a hairline crack. So then, if it has all these things, it's formed already. And the Brayso goes further in how after 40 days, as it goes on, how it just keeps on getting created and getting formed a little more. Ugvi Asai, that's its Aver, Ka'adasha, starts off as small as a lentil. Mois in a keva, if the baby was in a keva, and then it gets Sarah La'arka, it looks like a little piece of barley, by Oysamakim. The Chituch Yadayim Ragayim Eloi, and still doesn't have hands and feet. Love first with Kabbalah, and in the pasuk in Iyev, it says on these babies that are in the mother's stomach, it says like a chalav tatichani, you poured me like chalav. Chalav is a reference to shichva zera, which sometimes could look a little white. Ukavina takvieni, and you made me hard like a piece of cheese. Or a basta vasheni, put skin and basta and meat around me. Or tamas gittin tzarecheni, and you put bones and sinews around me. Chaim v'chesed hisimodi v'kedusach al shamaruchi. You did a lot of chesed for me, and your words will watch me. Like upon him, you see in the pasuk that you start off as like this hard piece of cheese covered by arabasa, and but a little bit formed, that's enough that it's called a baby. And the Brayso goes further. Then you want to check the shvir to see if it has any form, you know, it's formed at all, it has any tzura at all. Don't use water to check it. Why? Shehamayim azim. Mayim is very rough. And it could melt it. What do you do? Retard them, and it can melt. It can ruin it. It can rub it out. The fetus. Retard them, Maisa. Boit kemoisa b'shemi. You check it with oil. Shemen rach. Shemen is soft. And it cleans it and shines it. And you only check the babies in the sun.